So I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but what the heck? You've got your Pope election. That was last week, right? You remember us covering that last week? This week, the Pope gets officially installed. And I'm wondering, does this first Latin American Pope need any special adapters to make the installation go smoothly? Well, of course not. Tens of thousands cheered on the new Pope in St. Peter's Square and heard his inaugural Mass today. And those crowds were thrilled by a touring Pope Francis who spent nearly a half an hour in his open-air Pope-mobile just hanging out with the crowds. Rachel Donadio is Rome bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. This is certainly a stylistic difference, wouldn't you say, Rachel?
Absolutely. This is a Pope who wants to be close to the people. It's not that Benedict didn't want to be close to the people, but Francis, in his first week on the job, has shown that he has a gift for improvisation, for spontaneity. He kissed babies today. He kissed but comforted a paraplegic man in the crowd. He got out. He walked around. He really is interested in humility and direct contact with the people. At least that has been his style. That has been his message so far. And he was officially installed today. The installation manual came in several languages, including Greek, the language in which they read the gospel at one point during the service today. That was a pretty bad joke, but it's been a long few weeks.
Hey, no, I'm with you. And it's been, it's been an unprecedented history-making few weeks. I'm wondering if the content of the inaugural Mass gives us any hints as to where he's headed as far as some of the doctrinal questions in the church.
I think that what struck me today was his homily, in which he talked about how the authentic power of the church is really service, and that the Pope, too, he said, when exercising power, must also show that service. And he talked about protecting life. He didn't just mean protecting life in the kind of doctrinal sense of, you know, the church's stance on abortion and the like. But he talked about that how, you know, everyone, the Pope should be inspired by the lowly, concrete, and faithful service. And he talks about how the church should reach out to the poor, the young, those in jail, the marginalized, the strangers. You know, he's a Jesuit. He's the first Jesuit Pope. So what does that mean? That's an order that was based on service to the poor, service to the church, and that was really based on not climbing the traditional church hierarchy. So no one really thought that a Jesuit could become pope, because the whole point was that you didn't rise through the ranks, you kind of worked in parallel. And here he is, a Jesuit pope who says that the whole point of the papacy is to serve the people. He's kind of reached out again to the poor. He said he wants a poor church, a church for the poor. Of course, the Mass today was very elaborate and used the facade of the Basilica of St. Peter's to great effect, and all the cardinals were there in yellow robes, and you know, the music swelled and the bells rang, and no one really puts on a show as well as the Catholic Church. So it was kind of a fascinating moment today.
Is anything about the style of Pope Francis delivering a kind of hopeful, upbeat message for, you know, Italians and Romans who are, you know, stuck in some of the worst economy that this country's experienced in decades?
The Italians love him already. They really feel like he's a man of the people. Benedict was much more intellectual, a little bit more aloof, formal, reserved in his personal style. That's just his character. And Francis so far has shown that he, you know, his first Sunday he went to say Mass, to celebrate Mass at a parish church that's inside the Vatican, that's attended by a lot of people who work in the Vatican. He walked out of the Vatican gate and just greeted people. He's been, you know, he stopped the day after he was made Pope. He stopped in the church residence where he had been staying during the conclave to pay his hotel bill. You know, he's sending these messages of that he wants to be closer to the people. And that really does go over well in Italy for right now.
A Pope having fun being Pope. Even that hopeful message all by itself. Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.